Thank you for calling OMAX Health. This is Stacy. How may I help you?
Hi, Stacy. I'm calling because I called several months ago to ensure that I wasn't going to be shipped omega oil pills anymore, and I still received another shipment. So I want to, just talk to you about that. I don't want any more, and frankly, I kind of feel like I should be refunded since I've already called to cancel any future shipments.
Okay, give me just a second here. Let's see here. And what's the zip code, ma'am?
55378. I don't have the exact date I called you last, but I called from the same number and the number that you would have had for me, so maybe you can see it when I called to actually cancel.
And how do you spell the last name?
C as in cat, O S T E L L O, Costello.
Okay. Alrighty, Ms. Megan, can you verify your shipping address so I know I have the right account?
Yes, 6132 Dufferin Drive, Savage, Minnesota, 55378.
Alrighty, ma'am, give me just a second here. Alrighty, ma'am. I do have here... It is for the Omega 3 Ultra Pures. I have here the last order was 3 months ago.
Okay, yeah, and I didn't want that order, and I didn't place that order. So to me, it appears that I must somehow have gotten on an automatic plan, and I don't want that. And I had called to ensure that that wasn't the case, and the woman I talked to was like, yep, no, it's, if you want more, you've got to order it. And then I got charged and received another box, even though I didn't order it.
Let's see here. Give me just a second. Let's see. Alrighty, ma'am. It goes all the way back to October 3rd. Let's see. They were both on October the 31st. There was 3 boxes of the OMAX Ultra 3 Pures bought without a subscription on the shop, on the website, and then there was one bought on an OMAX 3 Ultra Pre on a every three month subscription. Let's see here.
Yes, so and I shipped the one to another place to someone else, and then I guess I just had called back after that date and just said, okay, I received the 3 boxes. And I want to cancel the subscription. And for whatever reason, that didn't happen.
Yes, ma'am, because I don't see where there was a call-in or a notation left on the count. Let's see.
Frustrating.
Give me just a second here, ma'am.
Sure. The ship date for the I received this a while ago. I just haven't gotten to calling you, but the ship date was February 1st. And like I said, I was just very disappointed because I had already said, don't send me anymore and don't charge me again.
All right, ma'am. One moment here. Let me...
Right here.
Yes, ma'am. Everything is inactive. You're not on a reoccurring anymore. Everything is inactive.
And I guess my concern with that is that's what I was told last time, and then I got charged again and received another order. So how can I ensure that that's not going to happen again?
All right, let's see here.
And like I said, because I'm having to call again about this, I feel like I should be, I mean, frankly, I'd send it all back, but I just don't want to pay for shipping and go through that rigmarole. Cause I'm not taking this anymore.
All righty, ma'am. So what I can do here is I can offer you a 50% refund on that last shipment.
Okay. I would really appreciate that.
You're welcome, ma'am. Give me just a second here. Okay, one moment, ma'am. All right, I'm going to be refunding you $43.98.
Awesome.
Just a second here, ma'am. All right, ma'am, you're good to go. And are you interested in taking any other vitamins with us, ma'am? We are having a great deal on our vitamin D3. Shipment for $9.99. It's the highest you can get without a prescription. It has sunshine in a bottle.
I would say no today. And I just want to confirm with you. So is there, like, could I take your name down? Or I really want to make sure that this doesn't. I just want to make sure that this doesn't happen again. Because like I said, it's not that I don't trust you. It's that I had called before and she's like, yep, nope, you're good. You're not on a reoccurring plan, but I got more. Is there any other, like, is there a code I can write down from this conversation or anything?
Yes, ma'am. You can write, it's going to be CSH-7890.
7890. Can you say that one more time?
Yes, ma'am. CSH-78970.
970. Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. You've been very helpful, Susie.
You're welcome, ma'am. You have a wonderful day, and thank you for calling OMAX.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.